He was still for a moment. Then, in an almost unintelligibly thick Mayfair accent, "I'd rather like a word with you, Miss Glass, if you've a moment." The response to this, over at the couch, was a distinctly ominous silence. "Say your prayer if you want to, or play with Bloomberg, or feel free to smoke, but give me 5 minutes of uninterrupted silence, buddy. And if possible, no tears at all. Okay? You hear me?" Franny didn't answer straight away. She brought her legs in closer to her under the afghan, and gathered in the sleeping Bloomberg somewhat closer to her too. "I hear you," she said, and drew her legs in still closer to her as a fortress draws up its bridge before the siege. She hesitated, then spoke up again. "You can say anything you want if you don't get abusive about it. I just don't feel like a workout this morning. I mean it."
"No workouts, no workouts, buddy.
And if there's one thing I never am, it's abusive." The speaker's hands were folded benignly on his chest. "Oh, a little brisk sometimes, yes, when the situation warrants. Abusive? Never. Personally, I've always found that you can catch more flies with—"
"I mean it now, Zoe," Franny said, more or less addressing his brogues.
"And I wish you'd sit up, incidentally. Every time all hell breaks loose around here, it seems very funny to me that it always comes from that spot right where you're lying. And you're always the one that's there. Come on now. Just please sit up."